fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
Have you met Holly, Busselton's most famous fisher before? If not, Holly, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Holly. I'm just a normal fisherman too. I'm not what Ange carries on about, but anyway.
You love it, mate. You bloody love it. And you keep us up to date with the weather and what's biting and what's happening.
Yep.
But, you know, I was expecting some good news from you today because you've been moaning about the fact that you've been landlocked for a while.
Romax was being sick, but they fixed Romax up. So Max and I were very happy yesterday morning. Got up ahead, jumped on the boat. Off we go. These two new motors. Our first port of call was about 30 k's out. We call it the 12 mile. We got to about 28 kilometres. The next thing, alarm started going off on the starboard motor. It had water in the fuel tank.
What?
So we pulled over. Yeah, so I rang my mechanic mate. He said, do this, do that, do that. Next thing, the motor wouldn't start. So we're like so close to getting a couple of nice fish. And then so we had to lift the starboard motor out of the water, turn around and travel back at about 7 or 8 knots. 3 hours later,
we
made it back to port. So we've got to get there today and we'll drain that tank out and start again and see what's going on and why the water's there. But the boat has sat for a long time, so it's just got to be something's going on, so we'll try and nut that out.
I suppose this is a timely reminder to start looking at your boat maintenance now, get them serviced, get them ready
guys.
To go.
Yep, exactly right. And then we're about half a K from the head and this big, massive blue boat come charging us with these blue lights flashing. What the hell's going on here? Next thing was the water police, which was good to see them. But they sort of come up. We checked all our flares and our life jackets and your repurbs, guys. Our flares were actually just out of date. Like Anne's just said, get in there, check your gear out, get all that stuff. Even when we pulled up back to the dock there, Scoldsy's pulled up in his dinghy, right? He's got some crabs and some squid, but the same thing, the water police pulled him over. His flares are out of date as well and told him to go home, get it sorted. But they didn't find him, so that's a good thing, guys, but they can find you too, so get in amongst them. I was talking to another mate of mine, Pete Newman. He's actually listened to his lawn mowing run. It's called Grassy Ass. Oh, I thought it was funny. Anyway, I was talking to him and he said, yeah, last weekend he was out fishing. They said there was that many bait balls in the water, you know, like muleys and white bait and blue bait. But they never actually caught a fish, so whether the fish are already full on the other fish in the ocean. And also yesterday too, there's a lot of cuttlefish cuddles on the water, which means there's a lot of cuttlefish getting eaten by the fish. So get out amongst them because nothing beats them. Also crabs, I was talking to Aaron from a Make It. He said he went out last weekend. He got 10 girls and one boy. And then I was talking to EG this morning and the same thing. He said him and his young bloke went out, they got 10 boys and one girl. And then Maxine was saying that Kenny up in Bunbury through the estuary there, all they're getting up there is the big boys, but now that the band's on up there, they can't get them, so they'll only breed. But we just don't get the boys down here for some reason. The jetty, Will and his young mate, young boy J-Man, they've been getting out off the jetty, getting a few crabs, a few squid, a few whiting, a few herring. So get out amongst them, guys, and you don't need a boat for that. Bruce has been hounding me. He's actually got his fishing ticket now, so he's been hounding me, but you don't need a fishing ticket to go on the jetty. I'm also talking to Tomo. He's been getting out, getting those big King George. He said even on the same spot where he's getting these King Georgies, it's about 23, 24 metres. You also got a nice 6 kilo dewey there as well, so there must be a bit of structure there. Yeah, nice. And also my other good mate, Max, in close with the King Georgies. He's been getting them. And like I said, last summer, or even this summer coming, ping your holes right in the middle, and through winter when you can't see them, you'll get amongst them. Also, yesterday too, we saw some whales.
I know! Yeah. The ocean is absolutely teeming of all my favourite critters at the moment. Like you said, watching cuttlefish underwater is the coolest thing ever. I'm hoping the visibility starts cleaning up soon for the divers.
Yep.
And whale season!
Whales are there, yep. I was talking to Zipper. He came across and had a look while we were playing around with Romax yesterday, Arvo too, and he's saying, yeah, he's been doing well with them. They're everywhere and he's charters the book, so yeah, get in amongst them.
I'm not kidding. Last year, there were so many people I spoke to, local people that have lived here forever that have never done a whale watching boat.
Get out amongst them.
Do
it. So good, isn't it? So awesome. Well, Dave Labott and I, we're ready to go, so we'll probably go up there one day, maybe the next couple of weeks, to see if the visibility is good and if the craze are in too. So we'll keep you up to date with that. The weekend weather is not looking too goody still. It depends on where you're going. But Saturday, southwesterly 11 knots and pretty much staying southwesterly all day and then picking up a little bit in the afternoon to 16 knots. Sunday's east nor-easterly 11 knots. Swinging lunchtime west nor-westerly about 3 knots, dropping right off. And then swinging southerly 8 knots in the afternoon. excuse me, I think I might have to have a long weekend because Monday looks pretty good, guys. So tight lines.